I started up the caprock, darting from bush to bush and rock to rock. Within minutes, I had reached the ledge I had dived off of a few hours earlier. I peeked over the ledge, and there they were, 10, 20, maybe 30 wild savage coyotes dancing in the moonlight. And in the center of it all sat little Drover. I glanced up at the sky and searched in vain for my buzzard friend. He wasn't there. Our plan was doomed. But then, suddenly, two buzzards appeared streaking down towards the coyote village.
Junior, you come back here. I don't care what you... We have to go to our roost. Now you quit acting foolish or I'll...
Junior was in the lead, followed by his old man. Junior followed my flight plan and made a perfect run. Diving down out of the dark sky, he began to squawk and make your typical buzzard noises. The coyotes stopped their dancing and looked up. Perfect! Junior had their attention. At the bottom of his arc, he released the priceless corn cob and dropped it right in the middle of the cannibals. He wagged his wings in a gesture of farewell and flew away. Every coyote head followed the path of the missile as it fell to the earth, and when it hit, three of the biggest and ugliest coyotes pounced on it, and fellers, the riot started all over again. Within seconds, the entire village was in an uproar. What did Drover do? He sat there watching the riot. I leaped up on the ledge. Drover, come on, son, run for your life. He came padding over to me.
Oh, hi, Hank, what are you doing?
I didn't take time to answer. I pushed him over the ledge and jumped off behind him. We half ran and half rolled all the way to the bottom, jumped up, and went streaking straight south towards headquarters. We didn't slow down until we reached the mailbox north of the house. We sat down and caught our breath. Then Drover said,
"How come you were in such a big rush?"
"I just sacrificed my priceless corn cob to save your worthless skin, is what all the rush was about."
"You did?"
"Yes, sir, I did. I guess you know those coyotes were fixing to eat you for supper."
"No fooling. I wondered what they were doing. They sure are rowdy, aren't they? Awful noisy."
I told him about my brilliant plan that had saved him from the coyotes. "So as you can see, Drover, I used their own natural greed against them. It cost me a fortune, but I beat them at their own shabby game."
"Well, I'll be darned. I guess we're both broke now, and I've probably lost my valet job."
"So it seems, Drover. So it seems." I looked up at the big harvest moon and sighed. The moon reminded me of Missy's eyes. "We're back to the same old job on the same old ranch."
"Yeah, but it's still the same old place."
"But maybe it's all for the best. You saw what sudden wealth did to those coyotes. It brought out all their nastiness and greed. Who knows? If I had kept that fortune, maybe it would have brought out a couple of bad qualities in me." Drover gave me a funny look.
"Oh, surely not, Hank. Not you."
We trotted down to headquarters. I know it's hard to believe, but you never can tell.